So this evening, we are kind of moving out of the season of Easter and now in the life of the church and into, we're moving into the season of Pentecost, this new season of Pentecost where the Spirit is poured out. So this week, we're beginning a new sermon series, Life in the Spirit. We know that the resurrected Jesus lived and walked on the earth for some time, but ultimately, though, Jesus did not remain as he was on the earth forever. Jesus ascended into the heavens to the right hand and the glory of God. So this week, we remember that. We remember and we celebrate the ascension of Jesus. We're reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, this week. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law from Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. He said to them, "This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day. And a change of heart and life for the forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things. Look, I'm sending to you what my Father promised, but you are to stay in the city until you have been furnished with heavenly power." He led them out as far as Bethany, where he lifted his hands and blessed them. As he blessed them, he left them and was taken up to heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem, overwhelmed with joy, and they were continuously in the temple praising God. The ascension of Jesus is a centuries-old celebration or festival of the church. It has been a big holiday in the past in line with things like Christmas and Easter, though that's not really the case anymore. The early church father, St. Augustine, said that unless Jesus ascended into heaven, Christmas would have come to nothing, his death would have borne no fruit for us, and his resurrection would be useless. Jesus doesn't go through death on this earth again. He's not placed in the tomb again. The tomb stays empty. Jesus ascends into heaven. The ascension of Jesus should be a kind of celebration for us. Jesus has spent his life pouring himself out on the earth. He gave his whole life for us, only to be rejected by this world. But now, Jesus will finally be exalted in the highest heaven, as he should be. It's a cause for celebration. At the same time, you can't help but wonder if it was just a little worrisome for the disciples, a bit scary even. They could have been overwhelmed with sadness. Jesus, their friend, their teacher, their savior, their living connection with God was leaving them. I read something suggests that the ascension of Jesus is a little like a mother bird who kind of nudges the baby bird out of the nest that first time. At first, the little baby bird falls toward the ground, but pretty soon it begins to fly. The disciples may have been afraid or uncertain, feeling lost as Jesus left their side, but he was pushing them out of their comfort zone, out of their nest. And in the end, it is ultimately a good thing for us. Most New Testament scholars believe that the Gospel of Luke and the Book of Acts aren't really two separate, different works, but they are kind of a two-volume set, where the Gospel of Luke is volume one, about the life and the ministry of Jesus, and then comes the Book of Acts, volume two. The ascension of Jesus is the very end of the first volume, and Jesus then sends us into the second volume, the Book of Acts, where the apostles go out in Jesus' name, and there's explosive growth in the church. There's an ascension story in the beginning of the Book of Acts as well. In that story, in the Book of Acts, Jesus ascends into heaven, and then afterwards, the disciples are kind of caught standing there, still staring up at the clouds. And it says that two men in white robes stood by them. They said, men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? It's like the angels are saying, what are you still doing here? Get to work. Go. Get to work. And we know that from the explosive growth of the church and from the rest of the book of Acts that they do. They go out and they get to work. They begin spreading the good news to the ends of the earth. There's tons of work to be done. We can't just hang around staring up at the clouds. We've got to get busy. And the story of the ascension that we have in our scripture today from the Gospel of Luke, Jesus says something a little surprising. He doesn't say, all right, get going, get busy already, like we might expect him to say. Instead, Jesus says something else. Jesus says kind of a wait. He says, wait, stay in Jerusalem, wait. Something amazing is still yet to happen. I have a friend from seminary who's been going through a pretty difficult few years. Her and her husband have been trying to have a baby, and more than once they've conceived a child, only to learn a few weeks down the road that they've lost the baby. It's heartbreaking. It's been extremely trying time for her, dealing with miscarriage after miscarriage. Can't imagine. She graduated seminary with me, and since then she's been working with her council on ministry, trying to get ordained so she can be a minister in the Christian church. After long interviews with challenging theological questions, more than once now she's been turned away. They've told her not quite yet, not yet. She's been waiting, but she hasn't been waiting for nothing. Just recently, she was finally approved for her ordination into ministry and had her service of ordination just a couple weeks ago, and the church will be as blessed as she is. I saw a picture of her the other day online, and she is very pregnant, close to the end, pregnant and full of joy. She's been waiting, waiting, but now blessings upon blessings. Wait, just wait. Stay here in the city, Jesus says. Wait. We have work to do to share the gospel all the way to the ends of the earth, but we don't do this work alone. We're not left to our own devices. The Lord promised that the Spirit will pour out on the people to empower God's people, to fill us up and to guide us along the way. But first, we wait. Something amazing is still yet to happen. If God says that something is yet to happen, something's going to happen. This is where we are today as we celebrate the ascension. We're in this transition between Easter and Pentecost, where the Spirit is poured out. Easter has happened, and now we wait. As Jesus prepared to depart the earth, Jesus leads the disciples all the way out as far as Bethany, and he gives them their instructions to head over to Jerusalem and to wait for the gift of power that is to come. And then he raises his hand and he commissions them. He sends them forth and blesses them even as he ascends into heaven. And so they go as they're told, and they're blessed by Jesus as he departs. And that blessing, blessing as he goes, is enough for them. It's enough for them as they go. They're overwhelmed with joy, the scripture says. They're not overwhelmed with the seemingly insurmountable work of ministry that's before them. They're not defeated, feeling abandoned and afraid. They're overwhelmed with joy. They went to wait in Jerusalem, and there they were continuously praising God in the temple. When Stephanie was pregnant with our first baby, we were living in Texas at the time, and we had a baby shower back in Kansas, and we were surprised that my aunt and my grandma both came. We don't get to see them often enough. when we were getting ready to make our way back home when the weekend was over, we were saying goodbye. I remember my grandma, she took both of Stephanie's hands. She took her hands in her hands, and she started to say what I thought was her goodbye. But a few words in, I realized that it wasn't just any goodbye. She was giving a blessing. She was giving a blessing to her in the kind of way that a mother or a grandmother does best. She was saying goodbye, yes, but more. She was blessing her. She was sending us on our way. She was praying for our safety, for the health and the growth of the little baby in the womb. And so we said goodbye, but we went away not just sad to be leaving, but blessed, full of joy. As Jesus departed from the earth, he was still blessing the people. The scripture oddly makes it sound like the ascension and the blessing were all happening all kind of at the same time, as though even as he was ascending out of their sight, Jesus was giving them a blessing. Just because they could no longer see Christ did not mean that he was no longer blessing him. That blessing would never stop. Just because we can no longer see Jesus in the flesh does not mean that we aren't continually blessed. Jesus poured himself out on the earth. The Spirit of God pours out for us. Jesus is always pouring himself out for us, blessing us, empowering us for the work ahead. When I was growing up in the church, my favorite part of worship was always at the end of the service. And not just because it was the end of the service, you know, but really because at the end there was almost always a benediction. What you call a benediction, a blessing of the people as we went forth from that place. The benediction is not, it's not only a blessing, but a reminder to the church to go forth from that place, to step away from the comforts of the church, to get out and to get busy. But first, we come, we wait, we're renewed, we're filled and empowered by the Spirit of God, and then we go forth. The pastor who did Stephanie and I's wedding was also one of our college religion professors. And she usually ended her class each week by giving us a blessing. And she would always recite it in the Hebrew, the ancient Hebrew. And if I can remember, she would say, Yivareka Adonai Veyish Mareka. That's all I remember of the Hebrew. And then she would have us hold out our hands like this with our palms in the air to receive the blessing. Why don't you do that with me? Hold out your hands. We're going to go forth, we're going to go from this place and be God's people in this world. But first, receive this ancient blessing as we go forth. People of God, go forth. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and give you peace, now and forever.